高三英语高考练习十三。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. John is 30 years old.
His brother Tom is 3 years younger.
Question: How old is the younger brother?
2.I can't wait to see the look on Brad's face when he opens up our gift.
Neither can I.
Question, what does the man mean?
3. I'm getting a busy signal when I dial the operator.
The same thing is happening to me.
Question, what does the woman say?
4.Cooking for yourself is a lot better than eating in a school canteen.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Question, what does the woman mean? 5. It's a pity you missed the concert yesterday evening. It was wonderful.
I didn't want to miss the football game. Well, I'm not a classical music fan anyway.
Question, what do we learn from the conversation?6. Hey, if you can't enjoy that at a sensible volume, please use earphones. I'm trying study.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was bothering you.
Question, what is the man probably doing? 7. Have you seen my diary? I'm sure I left it on my desk last night.
I think I saw it in Anna's room when you were talking to her yesterday.
No, I brought it back from there. Ah, there it is, on my chair.
Question, where is the diary?
8. Have you read the notes for the meeting?
No, not yet. But I'll be sitting on the train for 3 hours tomorrow, so I can do it then.
Question,Where is the man going to read the notes for the meeting? 9. Does Anne live near here?
Yes, right in this building. Why not drop in and give her a big surprise?
Question, what does the man suggest they should do?
10. Mary, could you please tell Tom to contact me?I was hoping he would be able to help me out with the freshman presentation program next week.
I would certainly tell him if I saw him, but I haven't seen him around for quite a few days.
Question, what does the woman mean? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13.are based on the following passage.
A trip to the supermarket has now become an exercise in psychological war. Shop owners know that filling a store with the smell of freshly baked bread makes people feel hungry and makes them buy more food than they intended. Stocking attractive products at eye level helps them sell faster. Researchers on customer behaviour are now proving that certain technique does help to sell. The idea is that if a certain product is popular with other buyers, shoppers are more likely to choose it too. With the help of modern technology, Some supermarkets are now able to keep customers informed about what others are buying. When a customer walks past a shelf of goods in one of these supermarkets, a screen on the shelf will tell him how many people have chosen that particular item. As it turns out, such a simple action helps people to buy more without the need to give people discounts. The reason is simple. It gives shoppers the pleasure of knowing that they bought the right product. And here, the right product is what everyone else bought. The same techniques are also used online. Online shops such as Amazon have already been very skillful at putting the most selling product list online, which effectively helps to sell. Please listen again. A trip to the supermarket has now become an exercise in psychological war. Shop owners know that filling a store with the smell of freshly baked bread makes people feel hungry and makes them buy more food than they intended. Stocking attractive products at eye level helps them sell faster. Researchers on customer behavior are now proving that certain technique does help to sell. The idea is that if a certain product is popular with other buyers, shoppers are more likely to choose it too. With the help of modern technology, some supermarkets are now able to keep customers informed about what others are buying. When a customer walks past a shelf of goods in one of these supermarkets, a screen on the shelf will tell him how many people have chosen that particular item. As it turns out, such a simple action helps people to buy more without the need to give people discounts. The reason is simple. It gives shoppers the pleasure of knowing that they bought the right product. And here, the right product is what everyone else bought. The same techniques are also used online. Online shops such as Amazon have already been very skillful at putting the most selling product list online, which effectively helps to sell. Questions 11. Why do supermarkets fill the stores with good-smelling food? Why do supermarkets show customers what other shoppers are buying? 13. What do online shop owners do to sell more products?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. All over the world, people enjoy sports. Sports help to keep people healthy and happy and to live longer. Many people like to watch others play games. They buy tickets or turn on their TVs to watch the games. Often, they get very excited when their player or team wins. Some sports are so interesting that people everywhere go in for them. Football, for example, has spread around the world. Swimming is popular in all countries near the sea or in those with many rivers. What fun it is to jump into a pool or lake, whether in Korea, France, or Italy. And think of people in cold countries. Think how much love to skate or ski in Japan, Norway, or Canada. Some sports or games go back thousands of years, like running or jumping. Chinese wushu, for example, has a very long history. Neither one is 100 years old yet. People are inventing new sports or games all the time. Water skiing is one of the newest in the family of sports. People from different countries may not be able to understand each other, but after a game together, they often become good friends. Sports help to train a person's character. One learns to fight hard, but fight fair, to win without pride, and to lose with grace. Please listen again. All over the world, people enjoy sports. Sports help to keep people healthy and happy, and to live longer. Many people like to watch others play games. They buy tickets or turn on their TVs to watch the games. Often, They get very excited when their player or team wins. Some sports are so interesting that people everywhere go in for them. Football, for example, has spread around the world. Swimming is popular in all countries near the sea or in those with many rivers. What fun it is to jump into a pool or lake, whether in Korea, France, or Italy. And think of people in cold countries. Think how much love to skate or ski in Japan, Norway, or Canada. Some sports or games go back thousands of years, like running or jumping. Chinese wushu, for example, has a very long history. Neither one is 100 years old yet. People are inventing new sports or games all the time. Water skiing is one of the newest in the family of sports. People from different countries may not be able to understand each other, but after a game together, they often become good friends. Sports help to train a person's character. One learns to fight hard, but fight fair, to win without pride, and to lose with grace. Questions 14. Why do people all over the world enjoy sports? Question 15. Why do some people get excited when they watch a game? Question 16. Why do people from different countries often become friends after a game together? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. You wanted to see me about my grades, Miss Steinberg.
Yes, sit down, Peter. Now, some of your teachers have told me that you are not doing well with your studies. Is the work too difficult?
The work isn't hard. It's just that I don't have much time to study these days. Besides, being on the school soccer team, I'm also doing a part-time job and volunteering at the student centre.
Well, Peter, you probably just have to manage your time better. Tell me about your schedule.
Well, I get up at about 8 o'clock and start classes at 9 o'clock.
When do you volunteer at the student centre?
From noon to 1. I hardly even have time to eat my lunch.
And you have soccer practice after school?
Every day. I have soccer practice from 3 to 4 and then work part-time at the supermarket from 5 to 8.
So you do your homework after that?
Usually I'm too tired to start right away. I watch TV for a while and do my homework from 11 to 1.
1 o'clock in the morning? Peter, you'd better stop playing soccer or stop working. Your schoolwork is more important.
But I love soccer, Ms. Steinberg. I guess I have to quit my job. Please listen again. You wanted to see me about my grades, Miss Steinberg.
Yes, sit down, Peter. Now, some of your teachers have told me that you are not doing well with your studies. Is the work too difficult?
The work isn't hard. It's just that I don't have much time to study these days. Besides, being on the school soccer team, I'm also doing a part-time job and volunteering at the student centre.
Well, Peter, you probably just have to manage your time better. Tell me about your schedule.
Well, I get up at about 8 o'clock and start classes at 9 o'clock.
When do you volunteer at the student centre?
From noon to 1. I hardly even have time to eat my lunch.
And you have soccer practice after school?
Every day. I have soccer practice from 3 to 4. And then work part-time at the supermarket from 5 to 8.
So you do your homework after that?
Usually I'm too tired to start right away. I watch TV for a while and do my homework from 11 to 1.
1 o'clock in the morning? Peter, you'd better stop playing soccer or stop working. Your schoolwork is more important.
But I love soccer, Ms. Steinberg. I guess I have to quit my job. Questions 17. Why hasn't the boy done well on the study lately?
How long does Peter spend on volunteer work every day?
19. What does the boy do before doing homework?
20. What will the boy stop doing?